Deja mierda es potente. Hello? Nicholas?
Hello?
Nicholas? My name is
yeah,
Robert, sir, with Milestone Capital, sir. We finance businesses. Are you on the market for financial for your business, sir?
No, I don't qualify for any financing right now. I've been looking
Wait. What's the reason why you don't qualify, sir? Talk to me.
I won't do weekly or daily payments, and that's all my credit qualifies for.
See, that's the thing, sir. I can actually get you a better term, because that's what we do. We can do, if you want to go monthly, we can do monthly. Is that the
only thing?
Let me ask you one question.
It needs to be an affordable monthly rate, though.
Say it again?
It's got to be an affordable monthly rate, though.
Well, that's what we're going to work for. Let me show you some numbers.
Okay.
Let me ask you.
Listen to what you got.
You got any advances right now in the business?
Balances?
No, advances. Like if you borrow money, like you have money right now.
I have one that I'm paying on right now, and it's a weekly
mm-hmm.
payment. I'm never doing that again. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. And how much is that one for you? With who, if you don't mind me?
I honestly don't remember who it's through.
You don't remember, but
it's like $750 a week, and it's outrageous.
Wow. And how much is the total?
I think I borrowed $12,000.
Okay.
So it's getting paid off pretty quick, but.
No problem. What's your revenue a month? What does it look like?
Right now, this time of year, we usually slow down. Right now, we're right in the ballpark of 20,000.
Yeah, she's still doing good. You know, I don't see why when you make 20,000, you actually get $12,000 alone with this type of prices, though. I mean,
I was only looking to purchase a piece of equipment.
Gotcha. What do you guys do over there?
We build hot rods, custom cars.
Yeah. Okay. How long you been in business, sir?
6 years.
See, you got a history already, man. I don't understand. You know, so we're trying to actually help people to avoid these places. Any partners on the business, or is it just a sole proprietor?
No, just me, sole proprietor.
Okay, no problem. If I can get you capital at the right rate and the right, let me rephrase this, the right term, the one you're looking for, how much you're willing to get, how much you want?
I really don't know. I have more equipment I'd like to buy, but otherwise.
Let me give you a quick hint. We can actually do 150% of what you make monthly.
Okay.
So that'll be a good 30,000 that I can actually try to get you.
Okay. What would the term on something like that be?
Well, let me actually show you some numbers first, and then you tell me if it's something like I say. I'm just trying to show you the numbers. I just want 5% of your trust, and then the 95% I will make it. I will earn it myself. Let me actually do work for you for free too also. And if you don't get money, I'm not getting payment. You see, it's important for me to actually you get money on the right terms too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at, you say 30 will be a nice number for you?
25 or 30.
Okay, no problem. No problem. We'll do that. One second, I say 25 or 30, huh? You know, you'd be surprised. I have been able to actually help people and get people money that they thought that was not there or there was something that they will not be able to get. And you say you got some equipment to buy that's what your heart desire is looking for?
Yeah, it's, you know, we don't clear a ton of money per month on everything. We make money, but
because not
to
not
buy a big piece of equipment, a big
got
big
it. Not,
expense,
not
so.
Everybody, not everybody rides a hot rod, and it takes a special person to actually. I love hot rods, to tell you the truth. It's nothing that a titty or a shorty that will not get me crazy, man. I'm into cars. You know, there's three things I like in this life: guns, cars, and women. If you get all three together, if I can get a girl that rides a hot rod and holds a 357 man on her hand, I'm in love.
Can't go wrong there.
Yeah, you can go wrong there. You're right. How soon do you need this money? It's up?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, it depends. It depends on what the terms are and stuff.
Okay, now comes the part that everybody hates. Can I get a great email that I can send you some information on?
Explosive, EXP, LOS, IVE.
Mm-hmm.
Custom, C-U-S-T-O-M.
Mm-hmm.
Audio, A-U-D-I-O.
Mm-hmm.
At iCloud.com.
Got it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, let me repeat this back to you. I got explosive. Custom with a C instead of with a K, with which is the name of the business, audio, yep. At iCloud.com.
Yep. Yep.
And the best number to reach you, Mr. Nicholas, is this number, 708-790. Okay, got it. I'm going to go ahead and send you some paperwork right now. I'm going to send you an application. If you have chance, drop four statements from bank statements, the latest ones, if you can. Don't worry about the numbers.
Well,
I'd
rather hear some terms on it, because I've already done this over the last 6 months. I've been trying to borrow an amount of money that I could have a monthly payment on. I've had three hits on my credit already. I'm not doing any more applications.
I was going to tell you that. We don't do hard pulls on the credit. We do soft. So we don't mess with your credit at all. Unless it's something in there that you don't want us to look. I mean,
well, my credit's been dinged from all these pulls. So now
I got you. No,
and
we like
end 605 right now.
That's the thing we understand about it. That, you know, these people, most of them, they actually do a hard pull on it, and that's when they actually mess your credit. We don't do that. Make sure that you know we don't mess with you like that. So I'm gonna send you paperwork. I'm gonna have my underwriter actually call you.
What's the requirements? What's the requirements that I would have to meet before I waste your time and you waste mine?
Yeah, basically what I told you. Fill up the application. Give me 4 months of statements. That's it. We don't have nothing else to do. Hmm?
What would a monthly? What would if all this checks out? What would the monthly payment be on $25,000?
Well, that's what we got. We got to get you. See, that's when the part that comes the adjuster is going to come on, and then he's the one that is going to try to get you the best rate and the best number. So my underwriter is going to actually work on that. It depends. So, see, that's the thing, Mr. Nicholas. This is like basically like DNA. You know, your number is going to be your number, and somebody else's number. But I'm going to tell you this much. We actually got people from these lenders, like, for example, Knight, what's the other one? Quick Cash, all those places that they lend money quick without asking so much questions. And then when you turn around, they stick a knife on your back. We don't do that. Mm-hmm. We give you the numbers in front. If you like the numbers, then we continue doing business. If you don't, we part ways and nothing happens. You know what I mean? We won't bother you no more. We don't call you anymore. Because if you don't want to do business with us, we respect that.
Well, I gotta see numbers on it before I submit it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have my underwriter actually call you and show you some numbers first. How about that? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Nicholas. The email is coming from Robert@milestonecapitalfunding.com. Like I say, as soon as you actually open this email, my underwriter is gonna call you like in the next 5-10 minutes if it's that quick. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you,
Mr. Nicholas. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for taking your time.